So let's talk about the weather and the power situation as well. Snowfall predicted for mountainous regions in the Western Cape tonight and today. Another cold spell settling over Cape Town and the surrounding areas. In Joburg, a cold snap seeing Gauteng's temperatures dipping below the zero mark. The Weather Service warning that that cold front is making its way to the west of the country. And areas like Vereeniging and the East Rand experiencing minimum temperatures in the minus numbers. So that intense cold front is hitting the country, and then Eskom is warning that the increasing demand for electricity and compounded that with the taxi violence in Cape Town is putting the national grid at risk. So we'll speak to Eskom in a couple of minutes. Also keep in mind that there is a backlog on LPG gas because many retail distributors are waiting for supplies too. Let's speak first to Elizabeth Fillion, who's a forecaster at the SA Weather Service. Elizabeth, as always, lovely to speak to you about the freezing cold weather on the Madeira Report. Thank you very, very much. Not that it's your fault, of course. What is the situation for the Western Cape and for Gauteng? What's the snow prediction, and how cold is it going to get?
All right. So the cold front has just made landfall in the Western Cape. So it has arrived, bringing with it some rain and cold temperatures. Of course, we are also expecting snowfall, as you mentioned. So as that moves eastwards, so over into the interior, we do see some clearing for the Cape. So at least temperatures, yes, there's rainfall in Cape Town today as well as tomorrow morning, but then from Friday it starts to warm up in the Cape and clear up at least. So there's some sunshine for the Cape. However, that cold moves eastwards over the central interior, and we are going to have it hit Gauteng tomorrow. So we'll already see the wind has started to pick up outside in Gauteng. So it's become a bit windy today. Tomorrow, those maximum temperatures drop to very cold. So that's below 10 degrees for a maximum temperature is what we classify as very cold. And the minimum temperatures on Friday are below zero. So that's really what we're seeing mainly for the Cape as well as in Gauteng. So clearance coming at least in the weekend for the Cape rather, but it's going to be a cold weekend in Gauteng.
Oh, really? I thought it would clear by Friday. So it's going to be cold over the weekend in Gauteng.
Yes, so Friday, very cold. Those are the minimum temperatures that are below zero. Maximum temperatures start to warm up, but it's still going to be quite chilly, and it's going to stay cold over the weekend for Gauteng. So, yes, it does. It will be slightly warmer than tomorrow, but not as warm as what we've been having for the previous days of this week.
In terms of snowfall over the country, where would people be able to see snow if it isn't indeed falling?
Okay, so snow is mainly on the high grounds over the southern parts of the country. So provinces affected is Western Cape, Eastern Cape, southern Lesotho is seeing some snow, and even those extreme southern parts of the Northern Cape. So it's really just on those mountainous areas, but it does extend into southern Lesotho. So that's really as far north as it is going. But not huge amounts of snowfall either. Highest amounts are obviously on those higher peaks, especially like the Otemikwa and things like that. They'll see those higher snowfall amounts.
Elizabeth, as always, such a pleasure. Thank you so much, Elizabeth Fillion, forecaster at the SA Weather Service. We do tend to only speak to Elizabeth when we have miserable weather or when there is some kind of anomaly. But as you heard her say in Gauteng, minus temperatures, the wind is howling in Gauteng, and that cold front also hitting in the Western Cape as well. So get prepared for that. Eskom is warning us that the increasing demand for electricity is going to be an issue. So the national grid is at risk. That's compounded with the taxi violence in Cape Town. And the civil unrest in KwaZulu-Natal suspended SAPREF's operations for a week. So what that means is that there is an LPG backlog. So many retail distributors are waiting to be resupplied. So that's a concern because there's no LPG gas at many stores. That's what I've heard. And then Eskom also putting us on notice, warning us that there could be an issue. Can you imagine getting load shed at the moment as well? They're not saying that at this stage, but really concerning in the cold weather. We haven't had load shedding for a while, but Eskom saying that the national grid is at risk. Oh, can't think of anything worse at this point.